May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. Remembrance Sunday draws us together in unique ways. And often there are emotions. And often we also find questions as to the right and the wrong way to celebrate it. Young and old gather to remember and reflect, and each allowing some aspect of the reality of war to touch their soul. Some who gather or who gathered earlier on at the market square will bring new or not so new memories of active service. And some will carry in their hearts the memory of a specially loved one who made the ultimate sacrifice. And together we gather to pray for world peace. And for some, they might also gather and even wonder why people will stand still for some minutes. And I often wonder what goes on in the mind of people when we stand still in remembrance. The scale and the horror of the First World War was such that it seemed unthinkable that it could be repeated. As such, some people called it the war to end all wars. In fact, that was the thought, that was the war to end all wars. It wasn't long before the world was plunged into the Second World War, in which over 50 million people lost their lives. On this day, we come together to remember all the people who have died in wars. And as you enter into the sanctuary, you see some of the names. And around the Commonwealth of Nations, you also find such names of people who have given their lives in the course of war. But we gather this morning not just to remember those who died or who lost their lives in the course of the First or the Second World War. We are also aware of those who have died in subsequent wars and those who right now are in places of great danger, people who are laying their lives on the line for our safety. We should also remember, and I suppose so we should, remember the services of emergency services, the fire brigades, the police, the ambulance staff, support services, and not the least, the millions of civilians who died and are dying as a result of war and terrorism. As read in James chapter 4, we see a continuity of the past in the present. Vengeance leads to more vengeance. Killing leads to more killing. And so the lives of men and women, children, the vulnerable continue to be snuffed out. In fact, according to Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, the global military expenditure in 2016 amounted to $1.69 trillion. I mean, that's incredible, incredible amount of money that was spent on military expenditure globally. And this in many ways suggests that we live in a fragile world and that we really need to pray more than ever for the peace of our world, because we do not know who will be the next victim. A few minutes ago, we were standing at the market square remembering people, those who fought in the two world wars and those who have been lost in subsequent wars. They fought for simple and noble aims, for their families, for the country they loved. They fought for future generations, for freedom. And in the lives of these ones, we see some of the heights the human spirit can achieve. Courage and selflessness. Extraordinary examples that we want to show the next generation. When we remember these people, we can rightly be proud. Proud of their courage, proud of their selflessness, but still we are horrified by what war can do. Little wonder our reading from Micah chapter 4 encourages a vision of a world where peace is promoted and the weapons of war recreated into something that builds and helps people live better. And that is actually the vision that Micah sees in our reading. They will beat their sword into plowshares and spears into pruning books. Prophet Micah and many following since argue that there are better things we can do with the materials we use to kill and injure, better uses for our technology. You can imagine $1.69 trillion that was spent on military materials. You can imagine if that amount of money is used for something else, our world would be a better place. Our remembrance should bring about change. We do this year after year. We stand still, and as history says, we've been standing still in remembrance since 1919. Our remembrance should bring about a change. Psychotherapists, in their work of counseling and working with those in distress, often encourage a process of recalling and remembrance. They want their clients to recall, to retell stories. This is in part a telling of the story, a recounting of the event, but that is only a part of it. Through the remembering, it is expected that there is a letting go and a healing. Just telling a story of events of the past is only a part of the process, and unless it can lead to a change in life or perspective, it is often failing in the task of doing that. So as we retell the stories of what happened in 1918, 1919, and till today, it should provide space for letting go. It should provide space for healing and not tying ourselves to the ills of the past, but forging processes for peace and reconciliation in our world today. This Remembrance Sunday is not an occasion to celebrate war or to celebrate the superiority of one nation over the other, but it is a time to bring about change. And that change is in us. That change in us helps us bring about change in other people. As our hearts rightly bleed today for all those lost over the past centuries defending our country and our world, those who have fought to keep us free, let us have the courage to look at the war within us, the wars that are going on in our own hearts, in our own lives, and respond to the simple Christian message of peace and forgiveness. Let us pledge ourselves to follow the way of the cross. It is the way of serving selflessly. It is the way of putting others first. It is the way of unconditional forgiveness. It is the way of healing, of love, of hope, and generosity. It is the way of Christ, the Prince of Peace. Amen. I'll just invite you just to maintain a wee moment of silence and just see if there are words within you you need to give up. And perhaps just take this little moment and ask God for his peace in our world. and bear in your minds our servicemen and women who are out there right now in dangerous places. Amen.